Hello, caller. You were on the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program.
It's Crazy Jay.
Crazy Jay, how you doing, buddy?
You know, just living the dream here in Vegas.
Yeah? That's all you can do?
Previously on the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program.
I had I've had a couple of pets pass on me. One childhood pet specifically that I had for, you know, God, 10 plus years is my childhood dog who followed me everywhere, that I couldn't bring myself to talk to her about that dog.
Because there was a dog that was off limits, Travis.
I just couldn't bring myself to talk to her because I felt like I would be a big puddle of shit. Like I'd be a mess. And I didn't think I'd be able to recover from it, regardless of, you know, skeptical or not. Like, if she was talking to me for my childhood dog, I do think that it would be very emotional and hard for me to deal with.
This thing we call the Dub Fod. My name is Mike. I am joined, of course, by my good friend, Mr. Drunkard STL.
Best friend.
We're pretty close, Drunk.
Well, that's what you said in the chat the other day, so I'll go with it. Best friend.
Hey, guys, via Skype, the king of pranks, the albino alligator popcorn bitch, Mr. Travis Hulse is here, everyone.
Hey, boys.
Phone number to contact the show is 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. Travis, big show tonight. So much to discuss. Coming up after the break, guys, we are going to be talking to our good friend, pet communicator Anne Marie Huff is going to be back on the program. Drunk, I'm going to bring my dogs in here.
Oh boy.
She's going to talk to him.
That means I'm not going to. I'm playing. Your dogs are lovely dogs.
Drunk, sad news to report. If you guys are long-standing listeners of the program, Crazy Jay died.
What?
Crazy Jay of the Rocking Comedy
Would
Show.
Jay Adson?
No, Jay Adson's still alive.
Okay, good.
The guy in Las Vegas that had the show.
Yeah.
The large gentleman, Crazy Jay. Yeah, he's dead. He's dead.
Wow. When did this transpire?
He died in February, Travis.
Whoa.
But I found out about it 20 minutes ago.
Really?
Yeah, we had lost touch, Travis. I had not spoken to Crazy Jay in a while. And he's dead.
R.I.P. Crazy Jay.
Now you know
he was always seemed like a nice gentleman.
He's a nice guy. I don't think we had problems with him. We were trying to send Drunk to go get laid by a porn star. He was having a contest.
Right, I had like the inside track.
I think that was the extent of our relationship, really. And he seemed so healthy, Travis.
Don't we all?
I don't know what happened. He's 72, so he was almost 50?
Yeah.
Young guy.
Yep, 49.
Not to bring stuff.
48, 49 to put it on.
Down drunk. I just thought it was worth mentioning. Crazy Jay, he's dead.
Hug your loved ones. Reach out to a friend that you haven't talked to in a while.
Or send
we can all go at any moment.
Yep.
And Travis, I saw a meme on the Twitters the other day and apparently it's a thing, because like I was laughing really hard at it, But I didn't get it. Like, I laughed anyway, even though I didn't get it. And then I asked somebody to explain it to me. And apparently, if you buy a bag of topsoil, you gotta slap it. Did you know this?
Slap it. Even if you don't buy it, if you walk past it in Menards or Lowe's or Home Depot, you slap the bag of dirt.
This is like a thing that everybody knows about, slapping the bags of dirt.
Yeah, you just a bag of dirt. You slap it.
I thought it was funny because it was a picture of the Big Show slapping a big bag of dirt. And I was like, that's really funny. But I didn't get it. I just thought it was funny that Big Show was slapping dirt.
But you've never slapped a bag of dirt before?
No, I think I have. But I didn't know that this was like a thing that we all did. We all slap bags of dirt.
I feel like until it's brought to attention online and social media, there's a lot of things like that we all do that we think maybe we just do. But it wasn't surprising when I saw that meme that a lot of people do it, because it's a very satisfying thing to do, is slapping bags of dirt.
So I know about slapping the bag of Franzia before you take a big old hit of that.
Well, what's a Franzia? Is that like the iced?
The box wine?
That's box wine.
Oh,
that's
box a bladder wine.
Bladder of wine inside a box.
You take out the bag and then you slap it and then
You take it out of the box?
Yeah, you never slapped the bag?
Well, I don't think I've ever taken it out of the box. It's in a box for a reason, right?
But if you go,
well, you got to get it out of the box at the end.
Oh, like to get the last little bit.
Or if you go like on a float trip or something, you don't want to be burdened with a box.
Right.
A good friend of mine and also the show, Brian Kranz, I believe when he was in college, like for homecoming and stuff, they would strap the bladder of wine inside their shirt and have little straws that they would drink out of.
It was like the beer hat. That's pretty genius, actually.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that Brian Kranz, Travis, he's underrated in the smarts department.
He's a smart fellow.
You see that guy and you think, oh, that's a goofy rollerblading guy, but he's pretty bright, that guy.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
He's crafty, I would say. He's not old crafty. Mm-hmm. He's just regular.
No, that's... Yeah, there's only one old crafty.
Travis, I got word that we have a forklift car update. And I was hoping that Drunk...
It's been a while.
He gave me the okay to release the video, Travis.
Oh, release the Kraken.
And so, guys, if you're watching this on video... By the way, we're on video now. We do the program live via YouTube and Twitch. Please subscribe and watch those things.
Maybe
because
donate.
Okay,
yeah, donate too.
Do that too, but for sure, like, do the regular things. Like, I mean, just make a Twitch account, subscribe, and then delete it. I don't give a fuck. But like, I think we need like a certain amount of subscribers.
Can you like watch it like after the fact, ex post facto, or
I believe so.
Ooh,
but I'm not sure.
YouTube probably for sure, right? But Twitch...
I think Twitch for sure, YouTube maybe. YouTube's real iffy, Travis. Like, everything else just goes. Like, we're on Facebook, we're on Twitch, and I click a button, and it's like, yeah, you're live on everything except YouTube. You got to go to a different website and click a different button for that. Yeah, we're still figuring it out, but, you know, whatever. I can't see the chat. The chat's really little.
So, yeah, if you're listening to us on, you know, just your regular podcast, try to flick it on the Twitch and watch us.
Especially at the break, because you're going to see the forklift video. It's just going to loop throughout the break, because I set it up to do that. Thought it'd be fun. But, Drunk, give us the update. Where are we at with the forklift truck?
So, I picked up my car last Wednesday. Insurance had paid for it fully, and I am
sure... Your insurance?
I'm pretty sure my job has since paid my insurance company for said work.
Okay.
So, did they vacuum your car?
Oh, dude. Vacuumed, fucking waxed the wheels, fucking...
Waxed them?
Yeah.
Wow.
They fucking gave the inside a nice little how do you do, fucking... It was nice.
Like a brand new car.
And so everything's paid for.
Yep.
And
well, I'm still waiting on my $1,000 deductible from the workplace, but they said the check will be cut Friday and mailed. And
so you called your insurance and said, hey, call my work.
Yeah.
There's a thing going
on. They have already admitted fault, but they said I had to make the claim myself, and then you fight it, and they'll just give you the money for
so
it.
So do they deduct that out of that man's paycheck?
No.
Why not?
Accidents happen.
Accidents happen.
Yeah, they have insurance for that specific reason.
I think he did it on purpose, Travis.
Watch the video.
When you
see the video,
yeah,
let us know what you think. But I'm still in the camp of this guy had it out for that car.
No, right.
Oh, that's my guy.
I saw a car just like fall in a sinkhole the other day, Travis, and it immediately made me think of drunk. Made me think this is going to be the next thing. Yeah, it has to be.
I mean, knowing my luck, probably.
Car's just going to go right in a sinkhole.
Yeah.
And then you're going to feel real silly getting that door fixed.
Right.
Because you just pocketed that
money. I don't think there's insurance for that.
Sinkhole insurance?
Yeah.
You know, I bet that would be like
an act of God.
Good viral marketing thing to start selling sinkhole insurance as like a separate thing. Just well, add on sinkhole
insurance. Insurance companies be, oh, that's an act of God. That's not covered in your shit.
Well, yeah, but some acts of God don't count. Like, I mean, hail damage doesn't count, does it?
Yeah, Flo and Jamie would cover that because do you remember the commercial where the tree limb fell on that guy's car and they fixed that up? That's an act of God.
I think J. Jonah Jameson covers it, too, because they...
Oh, yeah, they've seen a lot.
Yeah, they've seen a lot. In terms of the thing about I don't like about Progressive, I've always hated Flo. Don't like her.
Yeah, she's okay.
Flo bothers me. But now, like, they're trying to pawn off other people on us that aren't Flo.
Yeah.
It's like the Sonic commercials. Sonic's trying to sneak in other people in the car now, Travis.
I am so mad that those guys haven't been around it's been like a year.
I bet your contract ran up or something.
Even my daughter is like, when the Sonic commercial comes on, she's like, you know, she's 12. She's like, what happened to those funny guys? I'm like, I don't know. They got this weird ass Southern family crammed into a car that are trying to talk about chicken sandwiches. Right, I don't know what happened to
those. Mexican ass kid with the glasses on.
Yeah.
It's like,
come on.
Yeah, don't like those guys? Never liked those guys. But I don't like that there's other guys now. I want to dislike the guys that I dislike. And I don't want other flows, even though the new flow is considerably more attractive than the old flow.
So do you not like Jamie and Maura and I forgot the other two guys?
Don't like them.
You don't like any of them?
No, you give me flow.
I like Jamie. Jamie's all right.
I like Jamie too. I like that one commercial where he's riding around with the gal and they pick up all that free wood and she kicks him out of the car.
I don't like that they changed Jake from State Farm either. I know why they did it.
Well,
that bothers me.
But
call him something else from State Farm.
Yeah, just make it a little Brad from State Farm. Who gives a fuck? But why do you got to replace Jake?
Why can't there just be two Jakes?
Well, there is two Jakes because the other Jake was in that commercial with him. So it's like double Jakes. It's like, why is there two Jakes sharing a cubicle wall?
It's very bothersome. Same commercial, but they just put a different end on it. I get that a lot. No, this is the same commercial. Is this like the training thing that you guys go through? You got to tell people khakis?
It's like the driving simulator in high school when you sat in front of that screen and like pretended to like drive the car through different conditions. That's probably the Progressive or the State Farm simulator.
You got to go through your Jake from State Farm practice.
I do like the one with the Drake in it, though.
Drake from State Farm?
Yeah.
Oh, he was like the stunt double or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good bit.
Next one should be like Ricky Lake from State Farm.
No, just keep doing Jake from State Farm. It'd be like the Colonel. Every couple of months, you change Jake.
So what's your opinion of Limu Emu?
Oh, he's fine.
And Doug.
Yeah, he's fine.
Yeah.
Good for them. They got a thing going.
Mm-hmm. I'm always like any of these commercials when one of them hits and they continue to make commercials with one single person. It's like, you know, these were just struggling actors that got a commercial gig. And for some apparent reason, it was like successful, and then they get like a string of commercials, because if you get a national commercial gig and there's a string of them, you are set for life. People are rich.
I loved Mayhem. Mayhem was my favorite.
Mayhem is also my favorite. Yep.
Yeah, that guy Fox, he's still around though, isn't he?
I haven't seen him.
Yeah, he was in John Wick, the first John Wick. He's in movies. He's been in a handful of movies.
He was on Rescue Me.
Wasn't he on Saturday Night Live for a little bit too?
No, that's that other guy from the AT&T commercials where he talks to children.
Speaking of AT&T commercials, that Lily. Whew.
Oh.
What are we talking about?
I don't think we're allowed to say that, though.
What are we talking about now?
I didn't say nothing. All I said, whew.
Oh, Lily. I think she was cast, if I'm not mistaken, as a Squirrel Girl in an upcoming Marvel show. Yeah, I agree.
I can see Lily in, just give me more of, for sure.
Yeah, I am a big fan of Lily from AT&T.
So, got a new phone a couple months ago, Travis. And when I got a new phone, they were running a promotion where they said, if you send us back your old phone, we'll give you $800. And I was like, great. You know, I don't need this phone anymore, right? Don't need it. And so...
I'm always weary of that. I always keep my phone. I don't care how much money you're offering me.
$800?
No, I'm keeping it.
So they mail us the packages to mail back our phones. And I triple, quadruple check it because I want to make sure I do it right. Mm-hmm. Mail back both of our phones. And okay.
So $800 a piece, you get $1,600.
Well, yeah. Well, it's like credited back to us on our bill.
Sure.
Yeah. So time goes by and we think, oh, that went fine. We got the email confirmations that they got both of our phones back. Mm-hmm. And like a week or so ago, Laura checks the bill and notices a discrepancy.
What kind of discrepancy, Mike?
It looked weird. It looked like we were paying more than we were expecting to be paying.
Okay.
So Laura gets on the phone with AT&T, which is a garbage company that should be ashamed of themselves. And
they're the whole reason that I dropped DirecTV. AT&T ruins everything it touches.
And...
unfortunately, I've been with them for like 20 years. I can't not.
These motherfuckers, they said, okay, well, your phone is fine. We gave you the money, but Mike's phone is fucked up. And so instead of $800, we're only going to give you $24.
That's a large difference.
And so she's arguing with him for a long time. And by the time...
Had you already purchased like the newest version of the iPhone? Oh, yeah, no,
the deal was sealed, Travis. We already said, we're doing this. Sure, $800 a piece, we'll do that. As time goes on, Laura's arguing with these people for hours and hours and hours and hours. And when I got home from work, she was talking to him, and then I took over. And I just said, well, I don't want to sell you my phone for $24. Send it back. He goes, well, we can't send it back. I was like, well, that wasn't the agreement. The agreement was, I was going to send you my phone. You were going to give me $800. And he said, well, you know, your phone's already been processed and they inspected it. We just have to go with what they said. And I said, well, I'm telling you, there's nothing wrong with my phone. So,
And then you said you want $800 or you want your phone, right?
Right. I said, I'm not selling you my phone for $24. Send it back. After dealing with me for a while, they eventually agreed just to give me what they said they did. But it's bullshit that I had to call, Travis.
How long were you on the phone for? I'm going to guess...
hours.
I was about to say, I'm going to guess probably 230 minutes.
Well, a lot of that's being on hold.
Of course it is.
And
I said I have to escalate.
Yeah, I got to escalate.
How many times did you get escalated?
Well, Laura talked to him for a long time, but eventually I got him, and
we got to send you to this department, then we're going to send you to this other department. Now I got to talk to the supervisor. Right. Well, the supervisor is going to have to send you in another department. Yeah.
Yeah. So
But before you even talk to somebody, you probably chatted with a fucking robot for 20 minutes.
Oh, yeah. To even get there. Yeah. It was good times. And what are they going to do with those phones, Travis? What they're going to do with them is they're going to throw them away. It's all a gimmick.
They process them and then they sell them for way too much money or lease them for way too much. What's probably going to happen is somebody's going to file an insurance claim on a similar phone. And instead of sending them a new one, they're going to send them your old phone.
Some refurbished bullshit?
Either that or they're going to...
Yeah, they'll call it refurbished.
Take out the little fucking titanium, whatever metal piece that they can't mine anymore and fucking put that in your new phone and fucking throw the rest of that shit away, basically.
Yeah, and pretend like it's something new. It's a goddamn scam, this whole phone thing.
Well, I'm echoing, Travis.
Are you the only person that's echoing?
I don't know if I'm being picked up on Drunk's mic because I'm loud.
You haven't been picked up on my mic before, though.
I don't know. What are you going to do? What are you going to do, Travis? You know?
I'm going to talk about it every episode until the stuff doesn't happen anymore, I guess.
Just going to go and slap some bags of soil.
Yep.
I mean, I've done it just like as an impulse, but I didn't know that that was just like a thing we all did as a people.
I don't think it's something that you...
enough to make memes about it.
Yeah, you're not. I don't think you're going to stores specifically to slap bags of soil. I don't think it's like a thing like that. It's just something we all do.
Travis, is everything going okay? Are you all right?
Am I all right?
Yeah.
I'm as well as can be expected.
What does that even mean?
As well as I have ever been or could be, really.
Ever?
Right now is the best you've ever been?
No, I said things are going as well as they can be, you know? I mean, nothing really differs much from day to day, so how you caught me last week is probably the same as you're catching me this week, you know? Whatever.
This guy, it's Tuesday. It's time to do that thing I do.
Nope.
Drink a beverage or two. Probably take a piss and go to bed, right? And get up and do it all again.
You got it. Wake up with some sort of back pain. Wake up in the middle of the night. Can't sleep. Toss and turn. You know, all that kind of stuff. Do it again.
Drunk's a bachelor this week, Travis. He's got the house all to himself.
He certainly is.
He's living his best life, eating all of the foods.
He's already invited you over for a rager, right?
Drunk has never invited me to his home, Travis.
And by rager, I mean I need help throwing stuff away. I got a dumpster in my driveway right now, so...
I would love to come over and throw stuff in your dumpster, Drunk, and see all your dressers. Maybe take a dip. Is the pool open, Drunk?
Not quite, but I do need to open it before I put my house up for sale.
Well, because the people will come and they'll want to see it, right? They'll want to see it in operation.
According to my real estate agent, is because the inspector can't inspect my pool with it being closed.
Why not?
By closed, do you mean you just like have a sign up that says closed for swimming? What is this?
You have a cover on it. Is it half full?
It's covered and half full, yeah.
You have to dump out that water before you put new water in it, right?
Nope.
Does the water just kind of keep it where it is?
Yep. Oh. And then it kind of naturally leaks on its own in the little holes, and then...
What little holes?
You know, where I put the hoses and stuff.
Oh, yeah, the hose holes.
Yeah.
That makes sense. And then it goes into the filter?
Yep.
Yeah. I know how pools work.
Yep.
I'm smart.
And the filter is sand, and the sand...
Have you gotten rid of any dressers?
I have.
Are you just gifting them? Like when you go to somebody's house?
I tried Facebook Marketplace, and it seems nobody wanted
my dresser. You have some of them up still?
I took them down just because I was tired of hearing people say, is this available?
And then say nothing else.
They're only up there for like $25 and $50. They try to fucking jew me down to like fucking $15. And they're like, okay, well, can you transport it? No, I can't transport it.
Yeah, I get a lot.
Facebook Marketplace is the worst.
It makes you hate people, doesn't it, Travis?
Yeah.
They're like, can you drive this to me? And I was like, I put $5 on this. It's no.
Literally everything that you put in the listing, they don't read at all. They see the picture and they ask you all the questions that could be answered by just reading the post.
It's here and it's that cheap because I don't want it anymore, and I want you to come get it. I don't want to deal with it. And it's not that I don't even want it. It's because I don't want to have to pay for storage because we're downsizing to an apartment for the meantime. And some things you just got to get rid of. And, you know, I'm not the decision maker on that. So it's got to go.
Got to go. Travis, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take a break. We're going to regroup. And when we come back, we're going to be talking to Anne-Marie Hoff. She is a pet communicator. She has a YouTube channel. Well, she is on a YouTube channel where she does her pet communicator thing, Travis. I'm pretty excited about all of this. We will be back. Guys, stick around.
I did it all for the memes. The memes. So get all the TikTok TVs to give it lots of hearts. Yeah. Give it lots of hearts. Yeah. Give it lots of hearts. Yeah. Give it lots of... I did it all for the memes. The memes. So get all the TikTok TVs to give it lots of hearts. Yeah. Give it lots of hearts. Yeah. Give it lots of hearts. Yeah. Give it lots of...
WFOD!
You like those geek boxes because it's a surprise, right?
It's like Christmas.
However loosely they can apply the nerd moniker to anything in the pop culture sphere, they can then mail you t-shirts you won't wear and knick-knacky shit for franchises you don't even like that much. Get the bullshit box for the real surprise. For $25, you might get a Pop-Tart. You might get solid gold. We're not sending you gold, though. Not ever. The bullshit box. That's the real fucking surprise.
When I married Ted, we got back from our honeymoon, and he went off to the store and came home by himself. And I was completely shocked to see that he arrived back at our apartment with literally 100 cans of Campbell's Chunky Soup.
The fucking Zodiac Man. I like it when we fuck with Ted Cruz. Louie, baby, man. I like fucking with Ted Cruz. His dad may well have helped kill JFK. Powers out, he gets on a plane. Trump thinks his wife is ugly, so he bought her some soup. He likes a link on Pornhub, and it's making the news. Million folks in Texas, this the man that they choose. Man, I like it when they fuck with Ted Cruz. Man, I like it when we fuck with Ted Cruz.
And now we pause to let the other stations catch up.
This is Strange Label, the best in internet radio.
guys, welcome back. Our guest tonight is a pet communicator, medium, and host of Animal Communication on the Beyond Explanation channel. Anne-Marie Hoff is on the program. And how are you doing?
I'm Nicole. I'm doing great today.
And we thought of you last week because what happened was we came across a product where cats wear like a little necklace on their tail that covers their butthole. And it has a thing.
And the purpose of that is.
I want to play the theme song for you. This product has a theme song. It's pretty good.
Okay. Sparkle on that place below. My donka dog is really gush. I have to show my twinkle gush. Keep your booty veiled and safe. Just show your sparkle and a wave. The twinkle dush will never show. Your cute honey for all to know. Come and see your booty in the most spectacular agenda. Don't hide that bum behind a bush. Keep on shaking that twinkly dush.
Now, Anne, I guess we wanted you to ask a cat if that's something that they're self-conscious about. Is this really like a product that we need in the world?
No.
Cats don't think a whole lot about, you know, if we're looking at their butts.
Well, cats like to be clean, but they don't. Yeah, they are like dogs. They sniff each other's butts. So it's, you know, and a happy cat has their tail up, which is exposing the butt.
Yeah,
so
they don't care. They're cats, right?
They don't care. Right.
Right.
They would hate it worse if they were dirty.
So that's what I was saying to Mike last week. I said that there's, you know, this is obviously for the cat owners that feel self-conscious about seeing the cat's butts. But I can't imagine what a cat, how humiliating this is probably for a cat to strap this thing on its tail that's bouncing against its anus all day.
Yeah, and then the thought, like, is that going to be clean?
Yeah, right.
And so you're doing, like, a YouTube show now? Or is it, you're kind of doing the same thing where you're...
Sunday from 1 to 3 on Arizona time, or 4 to 6 on EST. And I've been talking to different people. I had a woman that rescues possums on last week. We're going to go swimming with the capybaras in a couple weeks. And so I'm talking to dogs and cats, but I'm trying to talk to and horses, and I'm trying to talk to a little bit of other animals too. So keep it, you know, find out about the animal kingdom, what's going on. I didn't know about the plight of possums till I met this woman that rescues them. It's kind of interesting because I guess they only live 5 years.
Possums
and
do.
They get hit by cars a lot. Yeah.
Oh, 5 years? I wouldn't have thought it would be that long. I don't think I've ever seen an alive possum.
I have. They look rather scary when they're alive.
Yeah.
I was always scared of... The only ones I've ever seen before the rescues were like up in a tree with all the babies hanging off of them, and they scared me to... They kind of freak you out when you see them at eye level. You know, it's like, okay. But they are animals that eat things we don't want around, and they are sweet. They don't harm anybody. And so, yeah. And one of the things she brought up is, I guess they're marsupials. So they're related to kangaroos, and they have their babies as embryos at like 10 days. And then they move into a pouch. So the mom may get hit and killed, but there might be live babies in there. So she said to always check for that.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
I did not realize that was the case.
Yeah, well, I would not have put possums and kangaroos together at all. That's like totally off the subject of dirty cat bums.
Drunk is distracted because my dogs are in here. I have two dogs now. I've had Lily
for a
couple of years, and I've had Zero for a couple of weeks. And so I figured it would be a good opportunity to bring the dogs on.
So what's your dog's name?
This is Zero. We've had him for a couple of weeks. My wife wanted you to ask him if he likes us or not.
He likes you. He's getting used to his space in the house.
Yeah.
He says he's been very tentative. He wants to be
Should
a
I put
good
the headphones
dog.
On him, or is it okay?
It's telepathic.
Oh, okay.
He's a good dog. He says he's a good dog, and he doesn't want to, you know, make any mistakes. So he hasn't really. He's been on his best behavior.
That
is what
checks,
I get
that
from him.
That checks out. That checks out. So he jumps our chain link fence like it's nothing. He's
very athletic.
Yeah, he's got some ups on him. He jumps it. Yeah. It doesn't even look like he's trying that hard. And but then he just stands on the other side and looks at me like, when are you going to let me back in? I think he's just showing off. Because
he doesn't think it's true, and he doesn't want to go anywhere. Is he a rescue?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because he feels like he's like he got lost before, and he doesn't want to have that happen again.
Right. And then this is Lily. Lily, we've had for a couple of years. She's crazy.
About a year and a half.
Lily.
She says she loves you more than he does. That's what I think you're going to have a little competition between the two of them.
Yeah, they fight a lot, but I think they're just playing. But she gets a little scratched up, and I'm very protective about her because she's my girl.
Yeah. And she's saying she tries to be feminine, but it's really hard because he's a brute sometimes. He wants to play rough.
Right, right. They play rough. But the thing about Lily is now Lily, we know where he was. He lived in a different house and they gave him up when he's a puppy. He's like 10 months.
Well, that's what I get. They both kind of have puppy energy. They're not. Lily is coming in at a physical age of around 4.
Yeah. Yeah. She's a little bit older. We've had her for a while, but she was just picked up on the street.
Taking good care of her. Yeah. And she doesn't even want to have that happen again.
So the weird thing about her is she like has nightmares at night. And we read that dogs don't have imaginations. And so if she's having nightmares, it's something that like she's remembering. Is that
supposed to be? Yeah. Yeah.
So
never heard that dogs don't have.
That's what we read. I mean, you know, it's the internet. It might be goofy. There's all kinds of crazy stuff on the internet.
Right, right.
Somebody thinks that Katy Perry is JonBenet Ramsey. I mean, there's lots of crazy stuff on the internet. But,
and JFK is coming back again.
Is he? is he coming back like?
That's what.
Like
JFK Jr. That's one of the.
Oh yeah, no, yeah, I've heard that one. Yeah, like he didn't really die and he's been undercover this whole time.
Right.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Right.
That would be cool.
That's pretty startling.
Don't you think that'd be cool if that actually happened?
I guess.
Is it time to get these?
It would
dogs
really
out here
be
drunk?
Cool.
They making you uncomfortable?
They're not making me uncomfortable.
Drunk is really uncomfortable. Can you read Drunk's mind? He's uncomfortable around my dogs. Yeah.
You don't like big dogs?
He doesn't. I don't think so. He's not a fan. He's weirded out by my dogs. You're trying to concentrate. Well, he's not going to leave. He's just going to.
They're both beautiful dogs.
Well, thank you.
And they get along well, but they do have a lot of energy.
They do.
Like you could like roller skate next to them, and they would keep up.
What I've thought of doing is like using them as like skis. Like I could roller skate and just hold on to the leashes and
you could
pull me along.
I've seen people do that.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
That could be a cool TikTok.
Do you think that her nightmares are just something that happened to her before we met her? Because she probably had a screwed up life.
Probably something that she remembers. She didn't want to be out on the street. She was pretty, she's saying she was a hothouse flower. So she was real like soft and
I don't know that term, Anne. What is a hothouse flower?
Okay, I must be showing my age. A hothouse flower is like a flower that's been raised inside like a hothouse during the winter. So it's still growing, but you take it outside and it dies because it's very sensitive and dainty and used to conditions.
So she's a city girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is a term that I just read recently. It was a hothouse orchid, is the term that I read. And I had no idea originally what it meant. And then I was like, oh, I get it. If you take it out of its environment, it dies quickly.
Yeah. And it's funny because we remember those. We don't even know the meaning to them half the time. It's just stuff people used to say.
Yeah. Right. And this was a period piece that I just read. And it was like, there's a lot of jargon that I didn't necessarily get. But as I thought about it, it's like, okay, I get it. It's this is where it's raised. You take it out, it dies or withers or
Yeah. I can clear her energy.
Yeah. Well, we got him because we thought she wanted a friend. And
he did, but he has to know his limits.
Yeah,
he can be kind of pushy.
Yeah, well, he's the new guy. I think he's trying to figure out his
place. But and the other thing is he has been on best behavior, so that means like no farting and things like that,
like a first date.
Yeah,
that's what I got when he says best behavior. I got like he's not farting, so I wouldn't be surprised if that dog farts.
Yeah, Lily does not have that. She farts a lot. She farts loud and
proud.
A lot of times, if we comment on her farts, she gets embarrassed, and she goes like over in the corner, and she looks ashamed. Travis,
I had a cat that farted, and it smelled so bad, and you knew he farted because he'd leave the room. He'd like run out of the room.
Well, you know she farts because they're loud. They're loud fart. Like she scares herself with her farts. Travis, I think that Shannon was going to call in because she wanted to introduce her dog to and I think Shannon has like a really weird little nervous dog. He's got big buggy eyes. That's all I really know. His name's Mason.
Big buggy eyes.
He's got big buggy eyes. Yeah, he kind of creeps me out. He's like a little nervous dog.
What I get from him is he's saying he's really intense.
Oh, he's intense.
And Shannon, he doesn't talk to a lot of people.
Popping on, Travis.
Shannon is popping on as we speak. She's connecting to the audio right now.
Cool. We've gotten better at this since the COVID, huh?
Yeah.
Hi, Shannon.
Hi, Shannon.
Hi, Shannon.
You don't have audio, Shannon. No audio.
Shannon,
video,
speak.
Video, yes. Audio, no. Yeah. No,
use your words, darling.
Shannon, just hold the dog up.
It is connecting to audio.
Anne doesn't need to hear the dog. She just is going to like read it. Hold the dog up, Shannon. Hold the dog up like the Lion King.
Like Simba.
Like Simba.
No, you're doing a lot of talking
Travis,
to nothing.
That sounded too close. I'm afraid we're going to get in trouble for copyright.
Oh, you're going to have to cut that out so we don't get flagged on all the channels.
Sounds like the copyright.
Yeah, we got in trouble, Ann, with copyright.
We had to reformat a lot of things because Mike kept getting cease and desist notices.
Oh, that's horrible.
Yeah.
Been doing it for how long, Mike, before the first time? 10 years, and then finally got cease and desists?
Yeah, when they find you, then they're not going to lay off.
And where were just funning about?
You know, I loved Northern Exposure in the 90s, and that will never come out because they can't get all the copyrights to all the songs they had in there.
That's too bad. I've been wanting to stream that. I remember watching that as a kid, and I remember really enjoying
it. Great. Yeah. And now, like, it's lost because they had the DJ on there, and he played all that music, and they only bought it for this episode. They didn't buy it for reruns like idiots.
They could get to some kind of settlement eventually, just like now with the Wonder Years streaming. They have the original song on instead of the song that they used for, you know, years after.
There was a show that we watched that had different music in it, and it sucked. Was it Dawson's Creek, maybe, or something, Travis? There was a show that had a bunch of music in it. And then when they put it out on DVD, it sucked when it had different music.
That's what somebody said about Northern Exposure. Like in Europe or something, they put it out with different music and it's not even the same show.
Right. Well, so. I guess we're not going to talk to Mason, Travis. I don't know.
Shannon was here and then we couldn't hear her and then she dropped off the call. So I'm not sure if she planned on calling back and trying to talk to us or
really
if she just gave up.
do you have anything you want to tell your dogs that you want them to do better or just get along?
I would like for them to get along. I would like them not to play as rough, if you could let them know that. They can play, that's fine. But they play kind of rough. Lily's getting a little scratched up. Don't like it.
Yeah, well, Lily, she gets as good as she gets.
That's true. That is true.
Yeah, I don't get her wanting to back off.
He wants to make sure Zero doesn't jump over the steps.
Why did you name him Zero?
Both of my dogs are named after Smashing Pumpkins songs because I'm one of those people. Yeah,
that makes sense.
Right. He's a Smashing Pumpkins geek.
Right. So,
although my cat's name is Sookie after the lead character in True Blood, so whatever.
I went through all the Buffy the Vampire Slayer cats.
We're going to give Shannon one more shot here.
Are you adding her again? This is going to work. I have a feeling.
This is do or die. If she can't talk, then she's booted and we'll never talk to her again.
Fingers crossed, drunk.
It's going to be a
good vibes. Disaster.
It says an X next to connecting to audio, so I'm going to go with it's not going to work.
Oh, no.
Positive vibes only.
Positive vibes, drunk. Fingers crossed. Got to learn what Mason is thinking.
While we're on the subject of communicating with our dogs, if you could talk to my dog, Shiloh. We've actually been doing some real good work with her where, when we first got her probably 2 years ago now, a year and a half ago, we couldn't take her outside without a leash because as soon as the door would open, she'd bolt and she'd do one of those things where she'd run by you but never come back to you because she didn't want to come back in the house. But we recently started using the vibrate on a shock collar and we would take her outside. Wouldn't have her on a collar. We would just say, hey, the collar's on. We hit the vibrate as we walk out the door so she knows the collar's on. And immediately we had zero issue. I think she tried to take off once or twice, hit the vibrate, and she'd come right back. So we fixed that problem that we have. But the one thing that we still have an issue with is she has a real problem. Every time she sees something out the front picture window, she needs to bark hysterically at it. Like
mailman.
Mailmen, delivery people, it doesn't matter if people are walking.
A common dogs like to have a job, and if you don't give them a job, they make up their own job. So she does think her job is barking at what's out the window. So there's a couple things you could do. You can give her a job that you actually like. Like I had a client, we changed her dog's job from barking at everybody in the front yard to making everybody smile. And the dog did that and was really happy, and the neighbors were really satisfied.
Can I make my dog's job like doing dishes and laundry?
They don't have opposable thumbs, Mike.
Well, and the funny thing is what they call a job is usually like standing and smiling and making the neighbors happy. They consider a job.
Well, and that's the thing about Shiloh is that if we're outside, even if now that we don't have to have her on a leash, if we're outside and people walk by, there's no barking. She doesn't run after him anything, but if she's in the house and can see them outside, she's got to bark hysterically. And I mean, we don't use the shock collar for that, but I do have a spray bottle, which she's not a big fan of, that I use to do that. So
the other thing, what I usually tell people to do is if your job was to tell them your mother that the mailman was there and she said shut up, you'd be like, yeah, but the mailman's here. So say thank you for calling me, and then they stop.
Okay.
And it's like a 10-second thing, whereas if you say shut up, and they're like, yeah, but the mailman's here, it's like it goes on for minutes.
I will give that a shot, actually. When she barks out the window at something, I will give it a shot and say thanks for letting me know.
Yeah.
All right.
It's like, wow.
I'll give it a shot. That's a good point, and I'm excited about that.
I actually kind of like when my dogs bark at people outside. It lets me know that there's somebody's outside.
Well, there's always somebody walking by, and she's like trying to jump through the picture window. She's like running through the living room, almost knocking chairs over, running downstairs. She's like, it's not just like I'm gonna bark. It's like I'm barking hysterically and running through the house.
Yeah, no, I mean, like it's like, hey, your Amazon package is here. I like that. It's good. Shannon,
it's like Alexa.
Is your audio still broke, Shannon? I see you.
Shannon, can you talk?
She's having a lot of fun with the dog.
You know, she actually, Shannon herself is a podcaster, and I think she's taken to Twitch in the last year or so. So you'd think that she could figure out how to use a microphone on a computer. She can't. So
yeah, and she was wanting to do tutorials and teach me how to do all this stuff because, you know, we were having a little bit of trouble, Travis. And she was saying, hey, we should do tutorials, and she doesn't know how to make a microphone work. So
mm-hmm.
Yeah, what are you gonna do?
Audio. Oh, so I want to say something about Duck Collar.
Oh, yeah, say about
Shannon.
Hey, we hear you now. Oh my goodness, he can hear you too.
There we go. We'll get back to the shot caller. Let's talk to Shannon.
Hi. I don't know if you can see me and Mason, but he's licking my face right now. Hi,
we can see you, yeah, Shannon. We can hear you all as well.
We can see your mouth wide open while he's licking your face, Shannon.
Yes. I know. He's a sweet boy.
His face.
Here, can you look at the camera?
Show
here.
Her his.
I brought a treat just for this.
Oh, you're right about those eyes, Mike.
I know they're like bugging
He's
out.
He's got very concerned eyes. Okay. Yeah, you can have this. You're being so good. Good boy.
Puggle?
Yeah, he's a pug and a beagle and chihuahua mix.
Yeah, I got Puggle. I had a client on Sunday on my show that had pugs. They are always like really low energy, but then you add the beagle to it and they're kind of
really low energy. Say what?
Add the beagle to
it. He rips my earbud.
And they get really excited and really crazy.
Oh yeah. And he's he also does not like eating treats on people's laps. He likes to have them on the floor. Now you want back up, huh? So he's an only child, and he's very territorial over his humans. But my question is that he has an infatuation with making love to blankets while making eye contact with humans. Is that normal?
That's his hobby.
I know, it's gross, though. Like, he waits until all the humans leave the room, and it's like he's doing something naughty because he is.
He knows he's
doing
something
naughty. And next thing you know, like, the blankets are stripped off of our couch, and then he's just going to town. And he's been fixed.
Right, but he's still a boy dog.
So gross.
I got fixed years ago, Shannon. I'm still humping.
And you're still humping blankets.
He is a little ashamed about it because he waits till you go out of the room.
He is. That's the weirdest part because, like,
but he enjoys it, so he doesn't want to give it up. I don't know what to tell you.
Well, the funniest thing is that I have one friend that is a specific trigger for him. Oh. And whenever she's over at the house, he will lock eyes with her and do it like he's showing off. It's so embarrassing.
Yeah,
let's my see, let's friend. See what this yes, friend looks you like. Can. Yeah, you can follow her on Facebook. That's right. Fine. It's so gross. It's embarrassing to the point where we were joking about getting him a blanket with her face printed on it for Christmas. So wrong. But he does it every time she comes over, and we're like, "That's your girlfriend." It's so gross. I'm so embarrassed. But anyway,
Adam Sandler movie where the dog keeps humping the stuffed animal.
Oh my gosh, it's terrible. It's so embarrassing, especially when he does it only when she comes over. But
and the funny thing is, I've been an animal communicator for 20 years. Nobody's ever asked me to stop that in their pets before, which is interesting because you think they would. I know other dogs do it besides your dog.
Most people probably don't want to admit their dogs are doing that and that they're ashamed of it.
I'm just getting tired of washing blankets all the time. It's like I have a 12-year-old son. Every blanket is disgusting and it has some sort of stuff on it.
Yeah. So I would give him his own blanket and pillow or something so he can do his thing and not bother the bed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's what I would do because I don't get him wanting to give that up.
So you're maybe right, Shannon. Maybe you should print your friend's picture on there. And that's like, that's that dog's, and maybe even put the dog's name on it too.
Get him his own Brittany blanket. That's my friend's name that he has this infatuation over and that loves triggers her. Something.
He just said he loves her.
Mm-hmm.
Very sweet. And she smells good.
Yeah.
That is really sweet.
It's so sweet in the moment.
How come it's not sweet if we? How come it's not sweet if I would do this? If Shannon's friend comes to over to my house and we're having a nice time and I hump a blanket while it's locking eyes, why is that not? Why is that not sweet?
Because Travis, you're not cute.
Oh, oh. That's
say
that's
that.
Awful.
Travi, wow. You know I don't mean that.
Now I'm going to need a communicator to help with my feelings.
You are part dog, so.
It's true.
Yeah. You sniff butts.
Your dog.
Every chance.
You. Mm-hmm. And he likes to go out. He's showing me going out on walks, so I think he likes to do that. Are you doing that more?
Yeah, we go on what we call city boy walks. So we do our regular walk when he has to go to the bathroom, but when we go on the special walks, we will go out in the city so he gets to see other people and other dogs. So,
right. And the thing I get too, like if you're going to want him to not hump the covers, he's going to need a lot more exercise and activity in another area.
Oh, yeah.
So he's saying that he would like maybe trade some of the humping for more walks.
Oh, I thought you were telling me to get a girl dog. And I was like, oh, the solution is get another dog.
There you
I
go.
Want that. Yeah,
dog. Hump each other.
I know. I just want to get another dog.
A girl dog, my cat. Wrong on so many levels. In fact, and the cat would be like, trying to just get out from under, just like, this really isn't happening. I have to leave now.
I love it. Well, thank you so much for talking to Mason. And I'm sorry about the technical difficulties, guys, but we got it done. And then you guys got to see Mason. And yeah, so all in all, he's a pretty happy pup.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, he likes walks. He likes getting out and meeting other people and other dogs. And mm-hmm. So that would be the best way to get him focused on something else.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah. Well, I really appreciate your time. And thanks, guys, for having me and the dog on the show.
Hi, Shannon. Hi, Shannon.
Bye.
And where should I send people? To the YouTube channel to watch your show?
And Explanation, the YouTube channel. It's Anne Marie Hopp Animal Communication. And then I also have my website, which is annhopp.com.
And the one with the possums is up already?
Yes.
I want to watch the one about the possums, Travis. That sounds...
Absolutely. I'm interested.
I want to...
Oh, I was going to say about the shock collar.
Oh, the shock collar.
Some people think those are bad, but it's kind of like wearing spurs on a horse. If you give a signal that's really succinct and clear, your animal's going to know what it is.
We had to use it, the actual shock function, on a lower level maybe 2 times.
Right.
And then we've never had to use the shock function again. We just have to use the vibrate if she gets out of the yard.
And
never
so
again had we to use it.
That's a symbol that she recognizes and she knows and she responds to immediately. And
yep.
That's what I want.
Yep.
I had a dog trainer say to me once, if you tell your dog to do something more than three times, you're making them dumb because they know the first 2 times you don't mean it.
Right. Absolutely.
And, you know, these people that just keep kind of yelling at their dog and not saying anything, that's not what you want. A shock call, you know, the vibrate, it's like, it gives them a clear signal.
Yeah. And that's what absolutely worked too. Like I said, like when we would take her on a leash or open the door and she'd take off, you couldn't get her to come back. But when she realized that there was a clear signal, like I said, with the walking out the door and just hitting the vibrate real quick, just so she knows it's on. Like I said, we haven't had to use the shock function again. Like
yeah,
if she gets
a dog that's going to run out into traffic or something either, you want
right.
to be able say, hey, that's, you know, that's
off
not
limits.
Okay.
You're going to get hurt there. So yeah, it's
communication with them. And that works really well. If you have a clear, that's what a lot of animals bring up. Like they don't know what their owner wants them to do. And so they'll just try anything and then they get in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
It's better you tell them like, I want you to do this, but not this.
Right. Yeah. We've had a lot of success with it. So, we were actually really impressed with how quickly she took to, you know, just being able to, I mean, she's the kind of dog, she wants to be by us anyway, you know, like she's
really smart.
Yeah. She always wants to be with us. And I think, you know, when we weren't letting her outside off of a leash, she was just seeing that as okay, this is something they're not necessarily letting me do. It's freedom. And but now that we walk outside with her off the leash, now she's like, oh, now I just want to be by my people. So it's gone really well, actually. We're really impressed. So,
and I just remembered another thing I always say when I work with dogs is you don't want to say, they don't, negatives cancel out a lot of times with them. So if you want, you know, you don't say don't sit because you'll sit.
Yeah.
So you always want to make it a positive to command and not have them like, you know, what do you mean? I'm not supposed to do this. I thought you just told me to do it. So always say the positive of something and cancel.
Or just the negative, either stop or no, not.
A lot of times because no is a word they'll hear in conversation. I was trained by a dog trainer to say out because that is allowed that they don't hear in conversation.
Sure.
So, and what I do usually is I'll send them a mental picture with something. And then dogs are really good with communication. They really are. I mean, like when I do a communication class, I can get about 30% of the people to be able to communicate with animals in 3 hours. So it's easier. And I think a lot of people are doing it and they don't realize they're doing it.
Sure.
Even with, this is interesting because we're on a radio show, but 80% of human communication is supposed to be nonverbal.
80%?
Yeah, I flip off my friends all the time.
80%'s a lot.
It might not be that high, but it's at least 70.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, I can see it.
Yeah, because well,
drunk speaks with his eyes a lot,
especially with the mating. Like, you know, prior to meeting my lovely wife and everything, when I was actually trying to, be a man about town, you'd read a lot of books about like social cues or mimicking and things like that to see if people were interested, you know, before you made a fool out of yourself and things like that. So a lot of it is physical. I could see 70% sounds high, but I don't doubt it.
When I find that I've got it in, because I put it in my book, I'll give you the exact number when I get off. The other thing that dogs will do is they'll send a picture and then they'll send the feeling with it. So they're pretty good at that. And it's really kind of cool because they can't really lie. The best thing they can do is to say, hey, look over there. You're not really mad at me.
Look, something else going on.
Yeah.
So guys, Anne is on the Beyond Explanation channel on YouTube. Subscribe to that so you catch all of her stuff.
And you guys are going to come on my show, right?
Yeah, Mike said he was. What was he? Was that next week, Mike, that you said you were available?
you don't tease. You don't have to come on if you don't want.
We'll do it soon. We should do it. It'd be fun. Okay. Yeah. I don't know about next week, but we'll do it soon for sure.
Okay.
Thanks for coming back, Anne. It was great to talk to you again and reconnect.
Here and have a great show.
Thanks.
Thank you. Bye.
She's a good time.
It's fun times, and I think that she said that Lily's nightmares are just because she had a screwed up life before she met us.
Yeah, I mean, and that'll happen.
Kind of knew that, I guess.
I mean, you're not the one that bred it, so you know. Generally, 8 times out of 10. Their lives are fucked up before you meet them, so.
Yeah.
Drunk. Yeah, most of the time with rescues, I think that's a pretty typical thing.
Drunk, let me ask you a question.
Sure.
Do you have what you would say? Is like a pick of the week? Something you want the people to know?
Sure. Drunk's pick of the week. It's that time of year, whether it's Euros in Europe or Copa America down in South America, it is the month of soccer. As a matter of fact, when I get done here, I'm going to go home and get a bite to eat and then head across the river to the casino to collect my money on the games that I won today.
Collect my money?
Congratulations, hustler.
Yeah, and play some wagers for Thursday's games because I already have Wednesday's games bet on. So, but yeah, I'm gonna make about $120 today, and if my bets go right tomorrow, $330.
Listen to
who's your lock for who's your lock for tomorrow, Drunk? Who's your lock?
Tomorrow my lock is Finland over Russia.
All right, you heard it here, folks.
And that's an underdog and a lock.
Take the underdog.
Mark it down, guys. Drunk's lock of the week. Travis, pick of the week, buddy. Something you want the people to know about, Travis?
I watched the Keanu Reeves movie this weekend that I'd never seen before called The Whole Truth.
I've never even heard of that.
No, me neither. It's on Netflix, and I kept seeing Keanu Reeves' picture pop up, and I'm like, from 2016? What is this thing? Well, it's got like 1,000 producers and a bunch of studios, so it probably was one of those foreign kind of distribution deals. But
how many writers does it have on it?
I think there's only one writer, but there was a lot of producers.
That's how you can tell if it's a good movie or not. The less writers, there's a lot the better the movie.
Yeah, a lot of producers. But it's Keanu Reeves actually co-starring Jim Belushi and Renee Zellweger. It is about Keanu Reeves is a lawyer for this family where the son is accused of killing the father. And we're going to trial and the son will not talk to the lawyer. So Keanu Reeves is trying to get this kid off of murder. But he doesn't, he doesn't know what's going on.
Did he have his devil's advocate accent going on?
no devil's advocate. It was straight Keanu Reeves. And there must have been some post-production that went into it because, I don't know if the narrative was not clear in the first place. So Keanu Reeves actually is narrating the movie throughout the thing. So I'm assuming they shot it, they put it together, and they're like, well, maybe this doesn't make sense. So we need Keanu Reeves to narrate as we go along. But it's actually a good movie. There's a twist that I thought I saw coming and then didn't. So I don't know. It's like an hour and a half. It's good. It's not great.
But, I like it.
Yeah.
The twist is that there is no twist.
Yes.
You expect something to happen, but nothing really does, and it's pretty plain and clear, and right. It's just over.
Travis, pick of the week, I guess, is a slapping bags of soil, right? I didn't know that we all did it, but apparently we do. We all just like to go to the hardware store and find us a bag of soil to slap. So I recommend it, guys.
Hey, listen, and If you guys aren't familiar with slapping bags of soil, if you got nothing going on this weekend, hop in the old Subaru, drive down to Home Depot, and give a bag of potting soil a good old slap, and you'll see what's happening.
It feels good, right? It feels right.
It does feel right. It's natural.
And I didn't realize, guys, that we did it, but we do.
People are going to go to the Home Depot just to slap bags of soil.
Yeah, do me a favor. If you do that, if you go to the Home Depot, you slap a bag of soil, send us a picture or a video. Just say, hey, guys, we did it. And you know what I'll do? I'll send them back 2 big thumbs up emojis, Travis. And then I'll DM it to you so that you can also send them.
Nice.
We'll do. Yeah. Send that to the @WF. FOD show Twitter or on Instagram and tag us and we'll give you a big old thumbs
Travis,
up or a big old heart.
What we should do really is we should do 2 thumbs up emojis and 2 dudes holding hands because it's Pride Month.
Oh yeah.
Right? That'll be our Pride Month thing. You slap a bag of soil, we'll send you 2 dudes holding hands.
Or you know what? Print up a flat drum and bring me with you.
Oh my God. Oh my God. God, drunk. If they could print out a flat drunk. I think the flat drunks are still on WFODshow.com, guys. You go print out a flat drunk. You put that on a bag of soil, and then you slap it.
I think I got one on my hand up like you can give me a high five, right?
Probably.
I think so.
I think you do.
You have a disco pose, but that's good enough.
That's good enough.
Good enough. Well, what happens then, Travis? Do we send them 3 thumbs up emojis?
We got
prize closet. We got
prize closet. Listen, Travis.
If you print out a flat drunk, put it on a bag of soil, slap that bag
drunk,
of soil.
This is huge. Slapping bags of soil with the flat drunk. Travis has a prize for you.
Either a copy of Bone Jangles brand new on DVD or a copy of Shatner, the biography by Michael Seth Starr in hardcover.
Wow. Holy shit.
There are other prizes.
If
it's an extra good flat drunk slap soil bag, maybe I'll send you 2 things. You never know.
Wow. This is huge.
Big.
Prize closet drunk. it keeps growing, and we can't think of what to do with it.
I got a kitchen table I can send you if you want one of those.
What better to do with it than encourage people to slap bags of soil? You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
We're making the world a better place, Travis.
Instead of being as divided as we are, is if we could just all just slap bags of soil together.
And you know what the thing is, Travis, place. Is like really we're just threatening people with a good time. I mean, like they don't even have to do anything that they wouldn't enjoy.
Right. How far away is the Home Depot for real from your
it's
house?
It's a pure thrill.
Me personally, I could walk to the Home Depot from my house.
To slap a bag of soil.
I can be there
guys.
In 6 minutes.
Slap a bag of soil.
It's any variety. It can be potting, it can be top, it can be Scots with Miracle-Gro. Right, it doesn't matter. They all are just as satisfying. Pick your favorite soil. Slap that bag and feel one with the world.
What's the mossy stuff?
It's okay, John. I believe in you. And you know what? Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Slap any of them. If you slap
Pick your
the one
favorite.
That Drunk was thinking of, Drunk will tell you. And he'll send you all those emojis.
Yeah. I'll give you better emojis than those.
Thanks, guys. We appreciate you hanging out with us. Good turnout in the chat tonight, I think. Travis, did we have no? Yeah, we did. We did. I'm not going to tell you guys about them though. They're a secret.
I'm Bill Danny.
Thank you for listening to this installment of WFOD. To enjoy our back catalog, visit WFODshow.com and be sure to share the show with a friend. Thank you to our Patreon sponsors for their continued support, Amanda Napier, Liquid Lozenge, Valerie Carpenter, and Brian Kranz. If you would like to donate to keep this pirate ship afloat, visit patreon.com/WFODix. Follow us on social media, email any one of us with our name at WFODshow.com, or leave us a voicemail at 636-487-HAND. A thank you also goes out to Carl Casey at White Bat Audio for the music we used this week. Until next time, signing off. Goodbye.
I want you to know it's over.